Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Kia ora and welcome to the Kiwi Birth Tales podcast. I am your host, Jordan. I am mum to two beautiful little boys, Jai and Ali. I also host the Your Birth Project online hypnobirthing course and the Mini Kiwis First Aid course for parents of under 5-year-olds. And I have an online store attached to Your Birth Project, which encompasses everything pregnancy, birth, and postpartum related. So just absolutely love that side of the business. I'm also a very, very passionate storyteller and a lover of all things birth. So hence why I am leading you on this podcast. I'm not an advocate for any particular type of birth or model of birth care. I am simply here to hold space for this platform for you to share your beautiful stories with us all. You'll hear stories of joy, of heartbreak, of love, of loss, and each family has a different experience to share. I'm trying to bring to light stories that we often only tell in the darkest of places or to our closest of friends, but really are so important for everybody to hear. So I hope that you love the podcast of these beautiful families all over Aotearoa, and I will let you jump into the podcast now. Enjoy. All right, welcome back to another episode of Your Birth Project Tips with me, Jordan, the usual host of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed the previous bonus episode where we talked through birth environment. Today's episode, I am going to be talking through contractions and comfort methods. I'm trying to turn this series into a bit of like what I wish we would be able to just all sit down and talk with our midwives about, or our friends who've had birth about, so that you feel like you've got some inside information and you're not going into it blind, because birth can feel a little bit like that. And of course, my experiences and the people I've spoken to on the podcast and my friends, for example, will all have really different experiences. So this is just, I guess, a snippet of what that could look like for you. We're going to talk through all sorts of different things in this series, including belly births and home births and epidurals and all different types of births. So stay tuned. But yeah, today we're going to talk through contractions and also comfort methods. So I wanted to get started with a little bit about what contractions can actually feel like. And for me, the sort of early labor stage was still intense, even though it lasted a long time. And you will know the difference between a contraction and a Braxton Hicks that you might have been having previously. And a Braxton Hicks can sometimes be explained like a practice contraction. Or your body sort of getting ready and things preparing for having your baby, but it's not proper labor. So you pretty much almost definitely will know the difference. For me, the contractions were only in my belly. I never felt them in my back, which was interesting because I did have posterior babies both times, so their back was on my back both times. But anyway, so the contractions for me sort of wrapped around mainly the lower half of my belly from my hips, and they sort of felt like the surge of pressure that started in my hips and wrapped around to the front of my tummy by my belly button on both sides. And it was like really quite intense muscle cramp, and it sort of, yeah, you could feel it like wrapping around, and then it was super tense and tight. That tightening of the muscle when the uterus is contracting. So that's sort of how I would explain how it started and how it sort of feels. And then in terms of the actual contraction, for me, it was like a peak. It would build to a point, and then it would peak in intensity, and then you'd come down the other side. So something that I found really helped me with my contractions was focusing on that 4 and 7 breathing. So in for 4 and out for 7, the whole time up that mountain or that to get to that peak. So I was really, really focused. I would have my eyes closed. I would be swaying my hips, sort of moving around as it felt good. I'd be using my breathing techniques. As the contractions got more intense, I was humming, like, that kind of like really low cow sort of sounding hum, but that felt good for me. So it's your birth space, it's your labor. Don't be afraid to do things that feel good for you, even if it might seem weird or like something you wouldn't usually do around other people, for example. Just do what feels good for you. So I could feel myself sort of getting to that peak, and it would be really important that I was focusing on my breathing at that point, sort of get to the peak of the contraction and then come down the other side was quite fast. So the coming down wouldn't last that long, and then the contraction would be over. And when I was in sort of active labor, I was getting like a couple of minutes rest in between those. And although they're constant, like, you know, relatively close together, and they are intense, they are manageable. Your contractions aren't stronger than you. It's just finding ways to manage the intensity and finding comfort methods that work for you. So some things that really helped me, and I talk a lot more about these in the course, so the hip swaying, the moving around, so walking around the room, holding or hanging off Joe, like putting my hands around his neck and sort of having him hold the upper half of my body so I could just like quite freely hang from him was really nice. That felt really good. Being in the shower, so water can be really useful comfort method. Hot and cold, depending on what feels good for you, but usually warm. I loved the wheat pack. I found that super comforting. So that would be something that I would also recommend trying. And then massage was another thing that felt really, really good for me. So I just had Joe, and I was like directing him, do the massage, stop the massage. Like, I was very, very clear to him about what I wanted, which is fine. So I would just have him standing behind me with some massage oil and rubbing my back in the places that I'd sort of direct him to, stopping when it didn't feel good, starting again when it felt good. Remember, this is your birth, it's about you. Your birth partner sort of just needs to like be all in that with you and be happy for the direction, even if it's not how you would usually ask for their help. And then some other comfort methods that you could try are like a lighter touch massage. So this is probably nicer in the earlier stages of labour, but again, it might still feel good for you throughout. You can do that light touch massage, so it's sort of dragging fingertips along, like your arms, or down your back, or on your legs, wherever that feels good. Another thing that worked really, really well for me was the TENS machine. So I had that on from quite early in my labour, and it was the only thing that got me through those contractions, apart from my breathing at some points. So you use the TENS machine. I would practice using it if you can before you go into labour, so just pop the pads onto your back and then sort of feel what the sensation feels like. And it is designed as sort of a method to take your focus away from the contraction and really give you that sensation to focus on in your back. So I'd recommend trying a TENS machine if you can. And another thing I didn't try, but I now stock in the store and I have had lots of really great feedback on, is birth combs. So it's just a pretty sturdy wooden comb that you hold in your hands, and I'll make sure I post about it on Instagram and also upload a photo of the hand placement to the Your Birth Project course. But you put it in the palm of your hands in a particular place and squeeze when you have a contraction, and that sensation is also designed to take your mind off of your contraction intensity and onto a different type of sensation. So just trying to trick your brain into what you are focusing on, make your contraction feel less intense. So those are some comfort methods that you could try. I think The contractions for me still started out quite intense. Like a lot of people ease into their contractions. I haven't had a labour like that yet. If I have another baby, I really hope. I hope I do get to experience that. But I've had quite intense contractions like right from the start, but really long early labour periods. So yeah, a lot of people will have almost like a period cramp sort of feeling initially in their labour, and then their contractions will build up until the point where they're 10 centimetres dilated and then they give birth, and obviously all different sorts of labours in between. So depending on what happens for you, practice those comfort methods beforehand. The breathing will be the key, like really practice your breathing techniques in your pregnancy. Use them in times that you might be feeling anxious or you can't get to sleep. There's lots of different ways that you can use them. And then once it gets to your labour, it won't feel so like you have to try hard to do them because you will have already practiced the breathing. So that's a really good idea if you can. And then, yeah, anything else that works for you, give the water a go, moving around, trying to stay relatively upright. Make sure that you are getting rest when you need it. Ask for a massage from your birth team. Use the heat packs. You could try an ice pack if you want to, if your back's particularly sore. Ask for pain relief, what your pain relief options are, regardless of whether you're having a home birth or a birth centre birth or a hospital birth. Make sure you're equipped with that information so you can make the decision when it comes to the time. And yeah, I wish you all the best. Your birth is going to be amazing. You are amazing. You can do this. Your contractions are not stronger than you. That is one of my favourite affirmations. My contraction is my body. It is not stronger than me. So I really encourage you to sort of focus on that saying, and I hope this helps for you creating your best birth. Come back next week for another bonus episode of your birth project tips to help you prepare for your best birth. Speak soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.